Question 3. Listen to the passage. On a piece of paper, take notes on the main points of the listening passage.
In economics class today, I'll be talking about zero-sum games. Theoretically, zero-sum games are a part of gaming theory, but the concept of zero-sum games has applications in a variety of academic areas. We'll be talking today first about the theoretical concept of zero-sum games, and later about its application, of course, in the field of economics. Theoretically, a zero-sum game is a game where the total number of points is fixed. If two players, players A and B, are playing a zero-sum game with a total of 100 points possible, then A and B each play to win the highest number of the 100 points available. If A wins 60 points, then B wins the remaining 40 points. If A wins 25 points, then B wins the remaining 75 points. A non-zero-sum game is the opposite, a game where the total number of points is not fixed. In one game, perhaps player A wins 20 points and player B wins 30 points for a total of 50 points. In another game, A wins 80 points and B wins 70 points for a total of 150 points. Now let's take this gaming theory, the zero-sum gaming theory, and apply it to economics. Let's think first about a zero-sum economic system. In a zero-sum economy, there's a fixed amount of resources. In this economy, A has some of the resources and B has the rest. If A wants more in a zero-sum economy, the only way to get more is to take from B, because there's only a fixed amount and B has whatever A doesn't have. In a non-zero-sum economic system, the total amount of resources is not fixed. More resources can be created. If A has a certain amount of resources, A can either take some resources from B or can simply create more resources, because the total amount of resources isn't fixed. Your assignment for tomorrow is to look at the different economic theories we've been discussing so far. They're listed on page 20 in the text, if you don't remember what they are. Look at the different theories in terms of the gaming theory I've just talked about and decide whether you think each of these theories is based upon the belief that the economy is a zero-sum economy or a non-zero-sum economy.